Hey y'all, welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share. Hey guys, it's Anna, the founder of Black Pod Collective, and I'm coming to you guys today to close out the season. I know it probably felt like it wasn't long enough, but we had some hard-hitting information this season. So we hit off season one with a bang, and I have to thank every one of our guest hosts for doing such an amazing job providing our audience with information that you guys need to start your podcast off on the right foot. For those who may not remember it, this season was all about the appropriate way to start, from telling great stories to, you know, getting your sound right, putting together a strategy for monetization beforehand. We literally kind of dove into everything. Each episode provided you guys with actionable items, ways to go about it, and then follow-ups. Like, you could follow up with anybody who hosted an episode because they're all here to help. That's the piece that I think I've loved the most is the community that we have within the host, within our audience. You literally now have access to new people who are here to help you on your podcasting journey. And that's really what it's all about for Black Pod Collective. So thank you for tuning in this season. For those who do not know, you guys helped us reach Apple Podcasts homepage in the new and noteworthy. Like, I was flabbergasted because of the fact that I don't have an Apple product. Sorry, Apple. But in the moment, I didn't know about it. So I remember when we found out, it was amazing. So thank you guys for helping us achieve that. Within the first, 2 months, we reached up to number 33 in the charts for education. And we have literally consistently grown. So I want to thank our community for all of the support. So let's wrap up this season. As you guys know, we had so many great episodes, and I'm going to pick through, like, from each episode, some hard-hitting things that we should all walk away with and make sure that we're implementing, like, today. So in episode one, you had the how to start, and that was with the Black Pod Collective team. And honestly, we really want people to walk away with this. Make sure you have a plan in what you're doing. You know, like, there's so many tools, tips, and tricks, but the big thing is just make sure you have a plan and outline that plan, write it down. I know so often we want to just go off the cuffs and make it real. Nothing is wrong with that, but it's just keeping you on track to what you said you were going to do and staying consistent. Episode two, we had the how to tell great stories with Tanya from Inkfully. Oh my God. I feel like when she was diving into the building a house and making sure you go through each element. And I think my favorite part was talking about how we have to make sure we give our guests space to actually answer the questions. We have a tendency to sometimes want to insert ourselves, and it's important to make sure we take a step back, let them talk. Then in episode three, we had JG with Audio Wave Network, and he talked a lot about how to properly set up your space. We know everybody cannot work out of a studio, so you want to make sure you have a good space to work from and the appropriate tools. Not always have to be expensive, but just appropriate for your needs. Then we went into Jemmy from Florida Podcast Network, and she talked about monetization starts before you launch. Really what that means is just having a strategy, keeping monetization in mind as you go through your launch tactics. And so that just means, like, keeping it at the forefront, creating a strategy and knowing that you're going to get there. I think sometimes we don't prepare because we're like, this podcast has 2 listeners, but what about when it blows up to 10,000 listeners? Are you going to be ready? Then we went into Chris Hines, and he talked about building an engaged podcast audience. I mean, he talked a lot about, like, making sure you're not just posting your podcast everywhere and you're not just sharing it, you're actually marketing it, which means understanding what were the important elements of that episode and then resharing that with your audience. So taking a little bit further to provide a little bit more information rather than just, hey guys, listen to my podcast. Then we went into my episode. So podcast marketing and promotion made simple. Honestly, if you guys don't walk away with anything else, make sure you have an email list. It's sometimes the easiest way to make sure you're actually able to access your audience. Let's say Facebook or Instagram decides to, like, sell off tomorrow and the new owner decides they want to shut it down. Social media is not where it's at anymore. How are you going to get in contact with your audience? So that's the big thing. Like, I know I talked about so much during that episode, but that's the one thing that you can definitely implement today and create a lead magnet so that way people want to give you their email address. Then we went to social media tips for podcasters with Andrea, oh my God, from Savvy Social Podcast. She talked a lot about making sure you're finding the right platform, like picking one, sticking to it, and growing from there. And if you're literally everywhere, you're perfecting nowhere. And that was the big thing. It's like, okay, wait a minute. I remember thinking, okay, Black Pod Collective is only on Instagram. We need to get on Twitter. We need to be here. We need to be there. And then I was like, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Pick one place and perfect that. Let your audience tell you where they want to be at. So don't try to force it. Like Black Pod Collective, I think we tried to get people over to Facebook. Let's just say it didn't work. So we just decided to stick to what works for us, which is Instagram. Then we went into podcast networks, things to consider. So Mush King from Conversations with Friends Network, oh my God. He literally really emphasized making sure, one, you know what you want. Two, you're doing your research. Like, if nothing else, research is the most important element to know that you are joining the appropriate network for you. If one of my favorite things that I think he said was that if a network has like 10,000 followers and 10,000 listeners, but none of those people are your target demographic, then is it really beneficial? If everything else on that network is about food and your podcast is about hip hop, how are these people going to connect? So just understanding what your needs are and making sure you ask the appropriate questions beforehand, and you're all set to go when it comes to joining a network. Then in episode 9, our final episode, we had Takara Davis of the Creators Law Firm. And she shared a lot of great things from trademarking to making sure you had the appropriate agreements in place. One of the biggest ones that so many people in our audience kind of reach back out about is a guest agreement. But another one that I think most people aren't talking about is making sure you have an agreement between you and your co-host. You want to make sure you have something in place that talks about how you guys are going to operate, how you guys are going to handle funds. Are you guys going to create a business together? Like, what does this look like in the long term? You want to make sure you put those things in place so that that way it's a cohesive season and episode and podcast and you guys are vibing well, like, because you don't want people to feel like there's tension because you guys have not addressed something. So that was this season in a just quick recap. And then let's talk about what season 2 is going to entail. Yes, we are literally already working on that. So season 2 of the podcast is going to be all about audience building. Now, we know we brought little elements about audience building in each episode this season, but next season is going to be heavy hitting. It's going to talk about live show productions. It's going to talk about how blogging can really kind of help you with your SEO and being found, because that's a big concern we all have. It's going to talk about YouTube and how you as a podcaster can have a YouTube page and how that can grow your audience. So don't worry, we're going to be back again. But for the time being, make sure you catch up on past episodes if you haven't. Go over to our website. We have great resources on our blogs. Like, we have an amazing content team who research things and look into it and provide us with week after week hitting content. And along with that, you can follow us on Instagram. We always post tips on Tuesdays, things for you to think about, and little tips, tricks, and resources to help you on your podcasting journey. So once again, thank you guys so much for all the support. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, following us, supporting us. If you want to join the collective, we look forward to welcoming you. You can head over to our website, which is www.blkpodcollective.com. That's blackpodcollective.com. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.
This is a Black Pod Collective production.
Welcome.
Welcome to the collective.